Because they're smart enough to make it on their own. And time. This idea that what we really got to do, what we really got to do is not take in the petty reasons and the rest of these guys, but say thank you very much, and then afterwards go right back to having our usual WASP kind of gray good men in the cabinet. What do you think?
Yeah, it's not only the appointments, maybe we got directors and benefits and resources of government, it's got something like $600 billion in domestic spending. How many friends have we got? Really, the upper middle class wants to direct the money to the lowest and least productive classes. And what my view is, if you want to direct your social spending in the second mix administration to the working class and the middle class, their concerns, that's when you hit them with your parochial aid. That's the hippie guys that work for a living and send their kids to Catholic school.
That's one of the reasons why I think that the only tax reform is going to go for the property tax. I don't know as much of an issue, but at least it's upper middle class. I mean, it's the middle class.
That's a real issue.
You move money out of it, like some of the manpower training and lower class public housing. You move money out of those areas and target it to areas which are concerned with working people who are really productive. If you can build a permanent majority out of it, I think you're going to get a little more.
Yeah, and as far as the lower classes are concerned, the sort of goddamn treatment, that's it, it's just charity.
Well, they say charity. Make the value of work. Restore respect.
You know, the thing about that work ethic thing, I have done every goddamn speech. I said it at Rio Grande.
That's what sends up the wall.
But I said it at Rio Grande. I said it on Labor Day. I said it there to the little young labor owners. A guy with a grandfather who gave him a cigar, a young labor owner.
Actually, you see that on the very end of the story this weekend. I was supposed to start on Labor Day. So we quoted the Bible from the UN. And he said, when I listen to this man talk, I'm willing to go out and break my back with two gems.
Yeah.
Because when I listen to this man talk, I want to work in this country. Oh, geez. Yeah. I mean, that sums it all up. That fellow's reaction just sums it all up. When they heard you talk that way, well, he said, I'm willing to go out.
There's a point that should be made, which I think we've got to talk sometimes, PR types and all the rest. You see, the point that they, first of all, whoever is the president, and it's got to be on you. I'm not going to get buddy-buddy with people. That's not my style. I'm not going to do that. But the point that has got to be made is that I talk their language because I basically know how they feel. You know what I mean? I'm not snobbish about it. I mean, I've got as much respect for Jetty Gleason as I have for Roger Bob. In fact, a little more. Now, why? Because there's more guts there, more steel. What do you think of that? Isn't that an indicative problem?
Yeah.
And the thing that the political people have underestimated, as far as I'm concerned, is that basically that I do have, despite the fact that I have, of course, had the advantage of a superior education, that I do have a method of communication, or a way of communicating with these people. Isn't this really
a yeah. It's an understanding, it's an empathy. That most upper middle class people and most politicians don't have. They just can't.
Most politicians treat these people as a class. I treat them as people, individuals. I know how they work their butts off, though. They're good people. And also, they don't say that they're racist. This and that, because they want to.
This is a sharing of values and views. This is sharing of values and views, your concerns, and sort of validating your views. It's the same thing you guys do. You know, articulate it, that's they say, yeah, that's just the way I feel. He's talking about it.
Now, the governor's people are going to, frankly, make a mistake, in my opinion. By the cops and kill somebody. By that big riot around San Francisco, what do you think?
And it'd be important.
Well, are we getting that out? Because I think everybody's going to ask her. I want to be sure it gets out. Don't ever assume this gets out.
No, it's,
I know the telephone calls and so forth, but.
It's big now in the press.
And that these are McGovern's people.
Oh, yeah. He's trying to disavow his people, saying that they're not out of this town, but they moved out of his headquarters and started another one, so he's moving away. And doing the same thing as the same people that's going out of the ground. And we've got both Bill and the Greg and Blasting today, and that doesn't take long. I think they just want to wait for it. Very good, and by the way, you should refer to this.
But he should do it in the basis. See, here's the other thing. A lot of people have come back in their minds to shoot for Ross. And they'll say that he should, even though McGovern already has, I call upon him to disassociate himself from his supporter.
He has members of the government. Only his people, and he hasn't said a word.
Make him do it.
Yeah, just like he did in my.
I call upon him to disassociate himself from these radical, whatever you want. They should have just a tough statement like that. I call upon him to disassociate, to repudiate his supporters who are planning violent demonstrations against the President of the United States.
And I let him do it. He has an obligation.
And call off the dogs, call off the, pick us up, me. That's one you can really hit him on.
You don't understand some of that. I'm sure this is, our people would charge that on the record.
I think it's a hell of a thing, don't you think?
It is. It's set up beforehand, too. It has to be the same.
When did they make a break? It's only in L.A. or in San Francisco or the New York Center. San Francisco is where we expect the word riot, though.
But they've been organizing out of L.A. The only person that from New York is. Those statements go out from the general community going on. Well, there's a progress in the government.
Right.
Somebody else.
Himself is sort of a hot-eyed prosecutor trying have dealt with it, because his own image has suffered, because he's carried the case himself, rather than let somebody else do it for him. So if they see him on the stump every night, they don't let him work it.
Guy, or a guy, partying around doing something, should have been doing.